Awesome. Welcome everybody to Homicide 30 for 30. Johnny Cashmere here with Tommy Grayson, JP. What's up, Tommy?
How you doing, bro? Good to be on.
Yep. What's Jay, how's it going this week?
What's going on? Oh, yeah.
Looking big, Jay, as usual. Look at you can see our action figures. Real life action figures right here, guys. Made for us. That was a cool ass little video. Loved it. That's awesome. They even got my tattoos. And there's me doing Andre.
Man, they got all the likeness.
Yeah.
Let me get that real quick. We got the Johnny Cashmere back flex with the dueling bat wing tattoos up on the shoulders. Yep. The bat flex. Got him doing the Andre. Nice. And these are currently available. Shout out to JAS Customs. You could catch him live at Super Crazy. You could also check out his work on Instagram. He's done a few other custom action figures for a few of the other local talent here. But I think personally, not to, you know, flex too hard, but I think the back seats, you know what I'm saying? I think they take the cake for the hottest customs on the line right now.
Yeah, these figures are on point. They capture all of our likeness. They're pretty authentic. And I mean, I'm stoked. We got the complete set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The figure set, right?
Uh-huh. And look, wrong one. They're going to go right here. I want them right on that, right there, the action figures. That's where they need to go, right on that shelf.
Mm-hmm. More to come.
Yeah. What back cave would be complete without the backseat three pack?
I mean, some would say it's not necessarily a bat cave without Batman. And, you know, we've spoken in length about the, you know, the Batman Arkham City Batmobile, you know, theory. And I think in order to complete our playset, you know, we got to have the stars. You know, it's a non-brainer.
Yep. Harold Pollock said, sweet. Thanks, brother. Guys, let me ask you a question. Yeah. What is your favorite action figure three pack of all time?
Three pack of all time. That's a good question. Oh, man. Well, I guess if we had to go down to specific wrestling figures, I would have to go with, I guess the Hardy Boys and Lita Jax figures back in the day. They had three packs of those and multiple different versions. And my brother and I, just being big Hardy Boys, you know, fans, it was just, to have like a three pack like that growing up.
Hell yeah. Cool. Yeah. They were nice looking figures too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's just wrestling specifically, though. I mean, we can go all day with figures, though. I mean, three packs, too, you know.
So. What about you, Tom?
I got to agree. You know, the Hardy Boys triple pack, you know, they did a bunch of different versions of them. I'm looking right at them to my left. Anytime you got, you know, the Hardys and Lita, or, you know, the Hardys and somebody else that, you know, they had along with them, it was a phenomenal action figure set.
Yeah.
Thinking outside the box, you know, I'm a big Pokemon fan. So, you know, I like my triple pack of the starter, the mid, and the finished product of, you know, Bulbasaur, Ivysaur, Venusaur, whatever you want. And then, of course, Batman. You know, you get your Batman, Robin, and Nightwing. You know, that's, you know, that was awesome. You
that's
know,
true.
And then, you know, they had the four pack with Batgirl. So, you know, maybe one day we get a fourth, backseat, whoever it might be. But I think for now, you know, the three pack is the way to go.
Yeah, they've had some legendary three packs.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We got to say, like, the Bootio's three pack of New Day was pretty awesome.
Yeah, they also, I love that. Before I forget, I mean, they've had different versions of, like, let's say the many faces of Mick Foley. So like Mankind, Dude Love, Cactus Jack.
That is a badass three pack.
Yeah, and they've had also.
They did that with Taker also.
Different versions of Hulk Hogan as well, like, you know, 80s NWO Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I liked the three pack with Beefcake Hogan and Hart, Jimmy Hart, in the yellow and red. I love that gimmick. When the three of them were together for that WrestleMania, man, I watched it as a kid and got so excited.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, man, my brain is just going crazy. I mean, if you're like one of those guys that has just different looks or variations, different characters over the years, I mean, if you're lucky enough, man, it's like, I mean, The Rock, Hulk Hogan, Rey Mysterio. I mean, there's so many people. Again, if you have like the outfits, the attires, if you're lucky, I mean, there's been people who've had three packs, four packs of just different variations of their likeness in some type of way in their career. That's pretty cool, though. I mean, yeah, nice. We got our own, though. It's pretty cool, guys.
Hell yeah. And they look great, man. And dude did a great, great job. So thank you. I'm looking in the Instagram chat right now. We got Ron Starr. Hey. We got Indie Flashback. Hell yeah, brother. Frank Benetti. Hell yeah. What's up, Frank? Wrecking Ball. Love it. The man, Wrecking Ball. Awesome. So, guys, obviously tonight is going to be about Homicide. God bless them. You know, talk about, like you said, watching things as kids. And I said, he's been in the business 30 years. So there are people today that watched him as little kids. You guys may be one of them. I don't know. But it's a long and storied career. He's he'll come on live. I talked to him. He will. I told him, look, we're going to be putting you over all night. All we're going to do is talk good about you. He'd be embarrassed to sit here. So I just said, send me in something and we'll play it a little bit later. So that's what he did. Yeah. If anyone out there feels
anyone's watching,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, if there's anyone watching him that wants to, you know, either say something nice about, you know, Homicide or comment what their favorite match of his was or something like that, you know, we'll put it up and, you know, we can discuss it. Any of his legendary feuds in Ring of Honor, TNA, any matches on the indies. If you guys, you know, a big fan of Homicide, comment below. What is your favorite moment match of his?
Good idea. Hell yeah. Yeah, man. Homicide's been around forever. Like, I mean, I'll be honest. I met him in 98, I want to say. I was just started training with the Pitbulls in Philly. And I would go with Trent and Billy Real and Nick Burke up to Jersey All-Pro in Bayonne at the Charity Hall. That's the building that the Hit Squad used to throw the guys into the wall at. Remember that? That building.
The wall.
And Fat Frank ran it back then. And it was neat, man. They had a really cool fan base. And it was intense. And it was very real and very hard-hitting. And that's when I met Homicide. He was wrestling Trent. And they did some no-holds-barred, fans-bring-the-weapons type match. Trent couldn't have been 17, 18, maybe. And man, was it even great back then? And then the feud just kept igniting between the two of them, and it went into Ring of Honor. And you know, and a lot of people don't remember either. There was a time Homicide was a tag team guy. He was one of the Rottweilers. He's you know, he's one of the most seasoned all around veterans that wrestling has to offer, not just indie wrestling, but wrestling in general.
Didn't you say that night he wrestled Trent, they would do what would later go on to be recreated at IWA Mid-South, the King of the Death, with Necro and Toby Klein? They actually predated that. And, you know, you said Homicide actually, you know, nailed Trent with a VCR that night.
Yeah, he hit him with a VCR. And Trent actually had to get taken to the hospital. He needed like 16 stitches. I wasn't going to tell that. I was going to, out of respect for Homicide, I wasn't going to tell that part of it, but you got it out of me. I even said that to him the other day. I said on his post, because keep in mind, by the way, it's not like Homicide, the champion of us, of SPO, okay, our champion, he didn't even tell us it was 30 years. He didn't tell anyone. Everyone found out like afternoon of the day it was already, so we didn't even have a chance to congratulate him barely. That's because he's
probably
humble.
Leaked from like a Wrestling Observer or something like that. You know what I mean?
It was must probably
have just been. like a random scroll through one day, and it was like Homicide has been in the business, and it was like, I mean, again, he's so humble. It's not like he was, you know, putting it out there like, you know, this is 30th year approaching, and it's like,
right?
You know, it's like almost just like people found out as if it was his birthday, which is what he also said, which is
exactly.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
So that's why we're doing this today, because he doesn't get to just slip that in at 2:30 in the afternoon on the day of his 30th anniversary. We get to actually breathe and enjoy it and smell the roses of 30 years. So that's what this is all about tonight. So Leo Connor said he trained so many.
He did.
Is there anything, what else can you say about Homicide? He trained so many.
Well, back in the day, it was the LIWF Doghouse, correct? Ran by Bobby Lombardi. And the original three, I believe, were Homicide, Lowlife Louie, and I want to say Lathan. I could be mispronouncing that, and I could be
I know who you mean, the real big dude.
Yes.
I've wrestled him.
Yeah. Correct. So they were the original three. If my knowledge is correct, but they would go on to take, like, you know, upwards of 30 guys and more who would all find their way on a televised program in some capacity. Guys like, you know, a handful of the Special K guys from Asriel and Deranged to, you know, Low-Key, Dan Moff, Monster Mac, you know, the list goes on and on. You know, I'm leaving so many guys out, you know. Yeah. Johnny, you probably know better than I do the list of names that he's trained, but you know, those are just some of the guys that I think.
And I'm looking, Indie Flashback said, Homicide taught me respect. One of my first times in a locker room with him, I didn't shake hands with everyone like I was supposed to. He talked to me and scared the beep out of me, not in a bad way, but made me realize how important it is to show respect to everyone who came before you. That was very nicely written and poetic, brother. Good stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Oh, and by the way, our buddy Wrestling Cause is here from Australia. And
what's up, bro? Brother?
I am going to debut right now. We have a little debut. We have the Homicide Call, if I can find it here.
Uh-oh.
Here it is.
This is going to be good.
Bada bing. The younger version of Homicide, too. That's the Homicide that broke a VCR over Trent Acid right there. Hell yeah. And
I bring that story up again, not to disrespect anybody, but I bring that up because, you know, that's where I would imagine the brotherhood was bonded between Homicide and Trent, because, you know, everyone knows that, you know, Homicide and Trent were, they had their own relationship in primarily due to, you know, the many matches that they had together. And so I'm sure, much like you've said about your relationship with Loken DeVito, it's brothers bond on the battlefield. Yeah. So, you know, I, it's a footnote. Eventually, you know, they would Yakuza kick it. They would Yakuza kick back and forth, you know, in CZW and PWU for years and years to come. So it's all right. Love.
Yep. I was there at the Ring of Honor event where they did their, actually, look at this right there. Wrestle Rave 03, Philadelphia. Oh, wow. Match without honor. I was there. I don't know if I managed Trent or not, but I remember watching it from the ringside area. Maybe I was like standing at the curtain watching it, but they had an amazing match, and it was a match unlike there had ever been in Ring of Honor up to that point, because the whole honor thing and all, and like they were going from the top to the outside through tables and doing like CZW hardcore style, and the crowd really loved it, but you could also tell that they didn't quite know what to make of it yet, because they hadn't seen that stuff yet. It was the first taste of ultraviolence, I think,
mm-hmm. that they had gotten.
Kind of, yeah, because they were so used to the shaking hands and having these certain types of wrestling matches. And this event, 6/28/03, this had to be one of their first dozen events. So it's not like they had many matches without honor before this. So this was like a trendsetter for that style of match for Ring of Honor.
I see.
Yeah, it was really good. Guys, we have a guest on. Let's see if we can bring her in. I just gave it away by saying her. And if she has a cat with her, it's bonus points. Let's see. Oh,
man. So we're fluffy. Here.
Bada bing. What's up?
What's How you doing? Up? What's going on? Mickey? He had to come in. Yeah, it's Mickey.
Mickey?
Can you see him?
No, it's Mickey.
He's like, I'm out. I don't want to be a part of this.
He is so cute. when I woke up that one time when we all stayed at your house, I was on the floor. I woke up, that cat was looking right at me, man. And in my mind, I saw like a thug, man. He was looking at me like, yeah, all right.
You're in my mom's crib.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Your cats are awesome. How you doing?
Well, he bonded with Spencer, or you know, spent Tommy this weekend or whatever, but he's cuddled with him.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah. Nothing right much. Just got back home.
Up right on the couch.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. I know you're busy, but let's see here. What is Christina Marie going to be doing at our event? Well, we already know that, but let's remind people. She is stepping into the scramble cell. She's stepping into the cell against Rebecca J. Scott. I have never seen women in a cell on the indies. I'm sure it's happened somewhere. Someone's going to remind me, but I've never seen it. So God bless you.
My first cell. I've been in a cage match, but not a cell match. So I'm actually really excited about that.
You're going to sell the cell?
Maybe. Well, JP told me it's an actual cell. And I was like, oh my God, I'm already thinking about like climbing everything, like every corner of that ring.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting is Donnie was talking last week about how it was actually built, you know, that it wasn't like just for no reason, let's throw these two girls in a, you know, and I don't mm-hmm. even mean to say, when I say girls, I mean competitors in this match, you know, and it was something where from the very onset of SPO, you and her have been at each other. So mm-hmm. it's probably like the longest reigning score to settle already. And it's only our third event. And, you know, her being grounded in Orlando, which is the most convenient city to be grounded in, other than Vegas, maybe. At least now
she's just scared. Nowhere.
Yeah, once she's in that cage, no flight is gonna get her out of it.
Absolutely, you know. Jim said, you know, he said that she was gonna be there. So, and I told him his word, you know. And if not, you know, it's gonna be
Jim Molyneux. Jim Molyneux, former ECW. Original referee and our commissioner, and our heart goes out because we know he hurt himself recently, and we know he had to take some time off work, and he's not taking bookings right now, but he's getting better. I've been checking on him, and so hopefully he will be there when you face Rebecca in the cell in front of the whole town. Thinking,
back to what you were just saying, you know, it says longest feud. It's actually like, well, you know, New Year's, but if you technically mm-hmm. count, it's like going 4 to 5 months, because even though it's mm-hmm. April, we'll finally be in front of each other, you know, for everything. It's just like 4 or 5 months in the making. And it's crazy how we're even talking about 4 or 5 months already into 2024.
And in the young people generation, 4 or 5 months is like 8 years our time.
That's true. Yeah.
That's a long feud in pro wrestling these days. You know,
yeah,
it used to be. Yeah. Now it is.
A lot can happen in that time frame.
It's just it goes by so quick. You don't realize it. You know, that's why, you know, staying busy is really the main key in wrestling, not just everything else. So,
speaking of staying busy, you want to tell us where you are this weekend and coming up?
Well, this past weekend I wasn't able to wrestle because of my arm, but this weekend coming up, I'm at ESW this Friday in Niagara Falls. I'm at Mortal Championship Wrestling in Dewangsburg, New York, which is actually like 18 minutes from my house. So it's pretty cool.
A local shop.
And then I'm actually doing a signing at my mall at Crossgates Center. It's the mall that I grew up going shopping for school clothes. So I'm doing a signing at Heroes Hideout there from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So my weekend's filled with a lot of St. Paddy's fun, so.
Heroes Hideout sounds like our kind of place, man. What is this, like a comic book shop?
Yeah, that they do all the signings. They bring in names like Cody Rhodes was there recently. Actually, Kurt Angle was just there 2 weekends ago because he was in Syracuse, and they bring in names, and you know, Fandango, I think, and then Dirty. The other two are going to be there, I think, and then there's a couple other people that are going to be there this Sunday.
That is a good Fandango. That's a good litany of names to be among, Christina Marie.
Yeah.
I know. Nice. I'm marking over the fact that I'm doing a signing at my mall, like the mall that like everyone goes to. Yeah. So, and then the fact that I'm there is a big deal. Like me and, you know, Dustin were walking down the mall and I was like, this is Heroes Hideout. This is like where they do signings. And then now I'm actually doing a signing myself there.
Yeah.
You said you had Roman Reigns there recently too, right?
No, not I don't know if he was recently there, but it was Cody Rhodes.
Again, he's on that list, you know. Again, like they Heroes mm-hmm. Hideout, they bring in some big names, some TV names, Hall of Famers, Kurt Angle. So it's, you know, they're no joke. Heroes Hideout has all the merch, all the goods. They got some awesome figures.
FYE used to be the one to do it all the time, because that's actually when I started becoming a wrestler, is when I met Roman Reigns. They brought Roman Reigns in 2016 or 15, and that line was all the way out and around. Like where you walk down at the end of like the anchor stores and then wrapped around. It was insane.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
It's going to be a busy weekend for sure. Local stuff.
That's good.
Where are you guys this weekend?
So this Friday, we're going to be making our big return to ISPW. And we're going to be wrestling, I want to say, what is it, All Purpose, right? And some tag team action.
And
Queen and Anthony.
Yep. And I think Mick Foley's the GM for the night, so it should be fun.
Oh, wow.
Mick Foley. Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
Brings back memories.
So he was on the E2U show I was on recently, and I marked out over that because I didn't know he was there. He came out with like a goodie bag and stuff.
He got involved in some hardcore ultra violence.
You guys were just talking about it.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be fun this weekend at the show. I'm excited. I hope they're going to let me do some wrestling. I want to get in the ring. I'm excited to get in the ring. Real quick, I meant to tell you guys. So Rick Blade and I needed a place to train. Obviously, we don't have our school open yet. I'm working around the clock pretty much, talking to realtors, trying. If anyone out there knows of anyone that has a airplane hangar that they don't want to use or whatever, we don't care. We'll take it. But anyway, in the meantime, Cheeseburger came through the Worldwide Wrestling Dojo. This used to be the Ring of Honor School right in Bristol. Cheeseburger's the head trainer. They have classes Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday that he runs. You can check out worldwidewrestlingdojo.com. So on Thursdays, Preacher is the coach Preacher here, an advanced class. So check it out. Me and Blade are going to get our training in there in the meantime. So check it out, everybody. Anyway, I'm excited to train with Cheeseburger.
You guys
want to see my bruise
today? Ooh, yeah.
Let's see it. I bet it's gnarly.
Uh-oh.
Can you see it? I'm trying to make sure I don't turn my camera though. What do you mean? Don't tell me that's. What do you mean?
Oh my god! No joke.
I think I see it pulsing. Yeah. I see it pulsing right through here.
Tell everyone how that happened.
Let's see. Can you see it now?
Yeah, I see it.
Explain to the people what happened and why they shouldn't try this at home.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't be a pro wrestler unless you're trained to be a pro wrestler. And even when you are trained to be a professional wrestler, things can go wrong. Just not part of the plan. Never is, you know? So I, towards the end of my match, did my missile drop kick. And as I went to go jump, I definitely pivoted wrong. So I wasn't going to land on my back. And then I just made it to Brittany Blake where I could just like tiptoe her, like barely touch her. And there was nothing for me to bounce off of to fix my bumping. And I came down, instead of me breaking my elbow, like people would fall and go kaboom, I just chicken wing smacked my arm under it. So I'm lucky I didn't tear it. It's swollen right now because I just came back from the gym and that just happened.
You should have shown it.
It's definitely, but I can do everything with it so it doesn't hurt. It's weird. It's crazy to look at and just know
it
that.
It is.
Yeah, it's like that Cody purple. Like it's...
So... Yeah. That's also why I know I couldn't wrestle for Maryland. I was telling, Cashmere on the phone, like, I have to get seen by a doctor. Maryland's a very strict state, just like New York. And I already knew, like, when I sent them a picture of this a couple days ago, the doctor would have been like, no. And I would have drove all the way there and been disappointed that I would have been unable to wrestle more so than just telling them.
Mm-hmm. So. Nice. And that thing's been changing all kinds of colors, man. It's like a kaleidoscope.
It's a mood arm.
It is.
That's a mood arm.
Like, you can tell what mood Chris is.
One minute, it's as red as the hat on this figure.
It is. So, last night it was like hot red right here. And I was like, it was warm. And I put a compression sock. So I took one of JP's socks and like I cut it and I stole one of his socks. And I put it on my arm. And now I got line marks from the Nike sock on my arm. And I'm like, what the hell? Oh.
Just add the socks to the wish list.
Yeah, if you're listening and watching, please go on Amazon wish list and get me some new Nike socks. Them shits are expensive.
You do need them. He needs them.
Check out Christina Marie on Amazon wish list and make sure you.
You can't buy me on Amazon.
And
joking.
Which is great. Christina, from Christina's arm, we're going to go into the light side of the ring real quick. And Christina, I want you, you always find feet funny. You're like me. So let's watch this no reason. Look at his feet.
If he hits this, it's over.
Oh, he nailed him.
All right.
Forget about it.
So you saw Fuji's feet, right?
Oh, my God.
Ready?
If you weren't hurt before.
Happy holidays.
Mr. Fuji.
Oh! Look at Fuji. Barefoot.
So where'd you get those ornaments from?
I got to look like Andre in the picture last week, and now I get to be Mr. Fuji. I'm living my childhood dreams through the Backseat Boys.
All we need next is you to play the guitar with the weightlifting belt.
Those ornaments were probably the best part of that match.
And, that's not fun, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
The thing is that they're not just like the easy ones that like break, you know, like back then when your mom and dad would say, don't touch the ornaments, and they would go, shh. No, those ones are like plastic. Like I couldn't like, you got to break them.
The movie Home Alone, when he got bare feet on him and the whole world was like, oh my gosh. Like it makes me think of when Bruce Willis and Die Hard had to walk across the glass barefooted. Yo, that traumatized a whole generation of people, bro. Seriously. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks. No way. No. Well, look at imagine the glass that Darby fell on. That's breakaway shatter glass that breaks into squares. Imagine like, office glass that shards and it's all, and you got to walk barefooted across it.
Yeah. Well,
that was one of the sickest scenes in movie history, man. And look,
and then Necro Butcher came out.
Yeah. And then Necro Butcher does thumbtacks in bare feet. The only thing that could hurt more than glass in your foot is one of those ribbed thumbtacks going in your foot. I think I'd just leave it there. I don't even think I'd take it out. I would just say that's a new permanent.
Yeah, it hurts to take it out worse than going in. Yeah, I know.
The grossest match I ever saw involving that type, JC Bailey and Thumbtack Jack did a barefoot thumbtacks death match in CZW. And this is when JC had just made his return to CZW, and when Thumbtack Jack was like getting really over with doing like the syringe spot, which I'm not a fan of because needles just not my thing. And you could put two and two together, and just eventually it just needles in the feet, in the trachea, in the whole nine yards. Uh-huh. And just nope, no thanks.
Nope.
It says pro wrestling like needles, feet, and trachea.
Nope.
So anyway,
I've been hitting the throat, and I've actually been like, holy shit, like I got hit in the throat, and that shit hurt.
It can crush your windpipe too. And you know, speaking of bare feet, let's go back to bare feet. Guys like
what is up with you and feet?
Oh yeah, let's just talk about
tell you something. I have wrestled in bare feet like for training, and it hurts your feet to run on the ropes a lot. Like
I used to run on pavement with my bare feet.
But like when you put your foot on the rope and it's barefoot, you're only hitting a little part of it and it hurts. And I don't know how the Samoans and Bailey and Riddle, their feet have to be like calloused. Yeah. And they're doing backflips to the outside of the ring? Barefooted?
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, after a while, man, it's like, I'm just grossed out about being barefoot. I'm not even worried about the bumps. Like, dude, take a shower. Like, disgusting. Like,
here we go. Topic number two, showering. Oh my
gosh. Tackle drop down, hit the shower. JP Grayson's favorite high spot, everybody. And you have problems.
In a ring. You will never see me barefoot in a ring.
Yeah, that is gross. I have found a picture of me barefoot in a ring recently, and I sent it and made fun of it to you guys.
You just said that in the middle of the universe. You are asking for bad things to happen.
Okay? I am. We need to add athlete's foot spray to our Amazon wish list, I think, guys.
Yes, we do.
Important. That's very important. Yeah. So anyway, back about homicide. Who?
Sorry, guys. I came in and screwed everything up. That was usually how it goes.
That's all right. Yep. He's our champion. So anyway, more homicide stories. So Homicide right now is working for NWA, right? Mm-hmm. He was last I checked. I mean, he's extremely respected across the board, and it's so neat to see. Like, I left the business and came back, and he never left. He's just been going strong the entire time. And, you know, when we wrestled him up in Canada a couple months ago, I actually went up to him after the match, and I was like, yo, I don't mean to embarrass you or nothing, but I really forgot how good you are. Like, just the way he was throwing his duck clotheslines and making those sounds, like, the kids in the audience were legit scared. I could see it in their face. Like, he really has that, like, Abdullah the Butcher, Sabu, you know, original Sheik, where people are, like, legit, like, yeah, I don't need to be near him.
Yeah, Brody.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and that's one of his, like, if you were to ask him, probably one of it's probably Terry Funk, I'd say, and Brody, those are like his favorites. Very inspired by those two. And even just the energy, him walking out and just approaching a fan gives you that Brody energy. It's like he fearful.
Yeah. Yeah. No, man, he's, and that's another thing. Homicide's not the biggest dude in the world. And when we started, it was much more of a big man's game than it is today. So for him to rise as high as he did, as you know, the cream always rises to the top, for him to rise as high as he did and not be the most physically big guy was double crazy that he was able to do it, especially back then. You know, when the average wrestler was a Devin Storm or an Ace Darling who were 225, right. 250, and 6'3".
Mm-hmm.
So it just shows how talented he was that he was even able to do that, because he was way ahead of his time in that aspect.
He was. Yeah. He was. And his style, you know, for somebody to do the things he did as early as he did, you know, he kept up with it, you know, for so long. You know, he kept up with that hard-hitting, you know, hybrid Japanese strong style slash lucha libre influence that, you know, he would actually go on to pioneer in New York. Like,
right.
It's crazy to think that for as long as Homicide's been doing this, he's kind of been pioneering for it as long as he has as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's something to think about as well. Like, you know, how many guys brought that would you New have York
lucha culture into wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's another one that I say curtain to curtain, he is a character. You don't see any point in his match where he's like, you know, lost. And I noticed when wrestlers get lost, they immediately touch their nose very quickly. You have to look for it, because in their mind at that moment, they're not their character. They're back mm-hmm. to being the person they are in the locker room, and they're going, oh shit. And they're thinking, and they cover it. And subconsciously they touch their nose real quick. Homicide's not a nose toucher, man. Homicide is Homicide from curtain to curtain. And when you have that kind of believability, that's the reason he's getting put in categories with guys like Abdullah the Butcher and the original Sheik, some of the most intense and legit scary guys ever in the business. Nick Gage has to be, you have to say Nick Gage when you say names like that now. It's pretty amazing that these guys are still doing it and that he's still going and still having awesome heavyweight title matches. And the fact that we have complete faith in him too, like he was the first PW champion. So he beat Trent Acid to be the champion after winning a tournament. And he was presented the belt by Dr. Tom Pritchard. And then now for SPO, he's our first champion again, you know, and talk about everything coming full circle. He's going to wrestle Too Cold right. Scorpio. This is PW champion versus PW champion right here. And it's also mentor versus protege. You know, Homicide's learned a lot from Scorpio over the years. Who hasn't learned a lot from Scorpio over the years? So this match, honestly, on an indie level, is going to mean so much to both of them. And the fans win because they get to witness it in Burlington, New Jersey, of all places. How random. So,
yeah. This but I never thought shaping that... up to be a crazy day on game two.
Yeah.
Yep. Tickets available. The first part's free. All right. Everything with the cage.
Come watch me in a cage for free.
Exactly. We also added
keep telling people that free.
That's right. Free. I don't say it enough, but it's all right. We're under a month away, so I'm going to start. But we did add Griffin McCoy to the show, to Spo. You're going to see him in SPO. He is currently in Oberhausen, Germany, wrestling with Miles WXW. Hawkins. Yeah, Miles Hawkins and Deshaun Pratt. And they had some sick matches already. So Griffin is a weapon, and I'm excited to see him. Also, from Canada, we have Mo Jabari. Talk about proteges. That's Bret Hart's protege. That's our buddy, Mo Jabari. He'll be coming. He'll be in for WrestleMania, and we get him here. He's going to have a match. I'm excited. We'll announce soon who he's going to razzle.
The night we wrestled Homicide, you wrestled Mo Jabari in a singles match, and Mo came and got involved in our match as well. So,
you know,
it all comes full circle. You know, our first match as the backseats out in Canada was against the Bollies and Mo. So it's, you know, all the pieces are coming together, as they say.
It all ends at the end game. We've reached the end point, the end game. And, I mean, you know, everyone else is focused on all these other things. We're on the road to endgame, guys.
Damn right. Mm-hmm. Weather permitting, dude. Just, I can't wait to check the weather for Sunday the 7th. As long as it doesn't rain, fans, we are giving you everything we can possibly give you. And if it does rain, you'll get even more. That's how we're going
to I was waiting for you to finish the sentence. If it rain, okay, that's all. I wear pants for a reason.
If it rains,
pain in the rain.
Pain in the Ring 2 or 3 even. So also Donnie announced it's going to be me versus Jordan Oliver. I mean, Jordan and me go back. He's a good friend of mine. When he won the Jersey Championship title and the tournament last year, he actually thanked me in the ring. So just having him in SPO is, I'm amazed. I'm happy to have him. He's an indie darling. He's the modern day Reckless Youth or Ace Darling or Christopher Daniels, whatever. I've seen a million of them come and I've seen a million of them skyrocket. And it just means a lot to me to have Jordan here. And I'm glad Donnie put this match together. So
mm-hmm. I have awesome.
And I'm running every day because he's not going to blow me up. Damn it.
Oh my gosh. I can lean on it and it didn't
get your cardio up.
Good. We have an update on an injury from Christina. Uh-oh. She can lean on it. Go ahead.
I just leaned on it and it didn't feel like it's a weird.
And Kathy Fitzpatrick asked if your cat is Siamese.
Yes, he is. And he has a sister.
Please. Siamese, if you please. And don't forget Christina Marie, Rebecca J. Scott, RJS. They are going in the cell for free outside. The grill's going to be running because the guys are cooking.
I want a burger after I win.
Mm-hmm. Nice big burger.
Yeah, make sure you get a double.
You know what? Burger. Actually, I don't eat hot dogs, but I want that photo. I want a hot dog handed to me gracefully.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. Hot dog and a handshake. Cross the X. Take the hot dog.
I'm gonna walk over to Cashmere with the title, with the hot dog, and here's my handshake.
Wow, you hear that? She said
the pay window. Title. She'll go to the pay window, and I'll give her a hot dog. So I think you've finalized. We now know the teams going in the scramble cage, right? So obviously you guys are first.
Yep.
Right.
We already announced Carnage Crew, and this is a very special night. Last time you're ever going to see Carnage Crew. Last time you're ever going to see DeVito wrestle in the Northeast. So unless you happen to live in a small town in Florida, you are never going to see DeVito wrestle again. So come watch him. But go ahead, guys. Take it from here. So next we added.
We added the rep.
We're getting our revenge on the rep.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's a fact. We're getting our revenge on the rep. And Dewey Donovan, you punk, you better be there because don't think that you're not involved in our revenge.
I don't even want to mention him this week. I'm so disgusted. So yeah, you got these guys moving here. On. Now
we got Golden Era.
Yep. And these guys just wrestled each other.
Scramble.
These guys just wrestled each other at JCW. I didn't see the match yet, but these guys, they're good, man. They got a good look. They're good attitudes, and they play great heels, man. And Jared Silvercleat with them is just perfect. I'm looking forward to see what these guys can do because the fans don't like them, and that's a good thing when you're a heel. So let's see where they go with it.
That's a fact.
Right. And we got SCK, Silk City Kings all day.
Yeah.
Kenny Bangle, Craig Pittman.
Pick them up. These guys
have, you know, really grown like a lot, especially in the last, you know, two shows that we've had, you know, Silver and Gold and obviously the Boss Battles. I'm really excited to see, you know, where they go. Obviously, we're going to have to face them in the scramble cell, but, you know, the future is bright for them. I'm excited for SCK.
They're impressive, man. Their tandem offense is, you would think they were brothers from birth, and they're not. So that to me is a beautiful thing. So
and you know what's crazy? These guys both grew up in Patterson, and apparently through mutual friends, they grew up on like the same neighborhood and didn't know each other up until wrestling. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. They grew
up in the same area and didn't meet until wrestling.
Wow.
Both from Patterson, both grew up with the same people around the same neighborhoods, and they both said wrestling is how they connected.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing, man.
Well, you can tell they're very cohesive. So that we got CXR also. So these are Loke students.
Yeah. You got CXR in the house, TJ Epics and Chael Connors.
Our feud with CXR, as you know, goes international. We've wrestled them in any stipulation a tag team match could happen, from regular tag team to cage to dog collars. Obviously, Johnny, you've been involved in every single one of those matches. And, you know, obviously they're coming into our house. We've always been in their house, or we've been in a foreign house, but now they're coming into our house. They're coming into the scramble cell. So, you know, CXR, your first time probably going to be your last. Just putting it out there, bro.
It's their first time, but fans did get to see TJ last event at Boss Battle. He opened up the event against Kurt Robinson in a really great opening match. So fans do know TJ. And if you think in your head what TJ's like, you can probably extrapolate about what Chael's like, and you can imagine what CXR is going to be like in Burlington.
If,
so
if you're trying to imagine what CXR is like, I would definitely say they remind my brother and I a lot like how we were when we first started. Very much so to the gear, the moves, their style, I mean everything.
TJ has my backflip.
I would even go as far as to say that
he knows how I feel about it.
He does.
Where they are as a tag team compared to like where we were, they their future is bright. With that being said, our rivalry with them has been personal in the past. So putting us in a ring with all of these, you know, tag teams that we have all this history with, Johnny, it's, you know, something is going to give. And there's not a roof on this cage because guess what? It's a scramble cell. Yeah. But there is going to be honest.
I'm going to be honest. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm not knocking any of these tag teams. These are all great competitors. All right. Every single one of these.
Oh, yeah.
In this match, any of these guys, all right, have a chance to win. It's all on the line. It's a scramble. Anyone can pick up that W at any moment. There's so many people, so many moving parts. They're in this match for a reason, either because they're badasses, they're a good tag team, or they show that they want it in some type of way.
This isn't going to be easy to keep the belts. You guys, I'm impressed that you have that much confidence that you're willing to put the belts on the line in something like that. To be honest with you, because there's no guarantee they're coming home with you. And you guys fought hard for those belts. And after what you went through last time with Dewey and stuff, who knows what's going to happen out there this time? There's so many variables. There's so many, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. And just because you guys announced six teams, it doesn't mean it has to be six teams. There's no scramble cell rule book that says has to be six teams. So
this is an end game. I mean, who knows what could happen?
Right, exactly.
Like, I'm pulling my hair just even think. I'm like, who knows what's going to happen? And then, like, that cage, someone can break through.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Yep.
And, you know, not to belittle a point or anything, but, you know, we're fighting champions. We won the championships at Silver and Gold, knowing that it wasn't going to be easy to hold on to them. That being said, this is our biggest challenge to date as the SPO Tag Team Champions. And there's no telling who's going to make it out with the belts, let alone make it out alive. You know, we're pulling out all the stops for this. We're throwing the old school Ring of Honor platforms on top of the cell. There's a reason we're calling it the scramble cell, you know, because when you throw all of us in, that's it. You might as well be throwing us in a prison. Some of us might not come out the same that we entered. And I'm willing to lay it all on the line for that at this point.
It's the ultimate tag team showcase. That's it. Let's talk about, you said it, soldiers bond on the battlefield, and the scramble cell is a battlefield. Christina, at the end, you may have a whole new respect for RJS, or you may look at her as flash in the pan. We'll see.
Absolutely.
But yeah, real quick, Alfredo Dank, that's Papa Dank. What's up, brother? Good to have you. Wrestling Cause said, Dewey is probably going to come out with the rep and we'll watch the match he created. Yeah, I'm sure he's going to be with
him. Wait, hold on. Dewey created this match?
Well, he's making fun of Dewey.
Hold on a second. Did you just say, Wrestling Cause, that Dewey created this match? Are you on our side? Whose side are you on?
I think the LOL means he's making fun of Dewey.
Nah, man. I need some confirmation on that.
Wow.
Ooh, Sean Douglas said Rebecca Scott for the win.
You know, Sean can shut his mouth because he knows he ain't representing RJS because he's my fan.
All right. People are playing games.
I'm leaving. I'm getting off of this. You got enough of my time.
All right.
Predictions.
I know. I'm going to go shower. I'm going to go shower because that's what we do is shower.
That's right. You shower tokens.
Leave your cat on. Leave Mickey on. Sure.
Yeah. Mickey,
you handle the rest.
I want to talk to Mickey.
Get Mickey
on
air.
Nah, he's enough with you guys. He says he's over you guys.
Well,
Mickey, I thought what we had was special. Our cuddles.
Yeah. Mickey and Homicide are very close. So it's important we hear from Mickey about Homicide's career.
Yep.
He's never met him. He wants an autograph.
Is that right?
Gosh.
Well, all right.
All right, guys.
So thank you for joining us. We got to have you on.
Thank you for having me. Yes. Love you guys. Talk to you later.
Good luck this weekend.
Peace.
Thank you. Bye.
So, guys, real quick, I meant to do a light side of the ring. That was a joke I made earlier. That wasn't the real light side. The real light side, if you remember last week's light side, it was about Chris Chetty, right? Wrestling.
Yeah.
And we didn't show this picture, but this was the picture we took at Donnie's event in December, guys, all of the tag teams. And that's the back seats. That's the SAT. That's me. That's the rep. And there's Chris Chetty. See him on the right? He showed up that night. We couldn't believe it. Okay. Now look at him. He's pretty heavy. Okay. He's pretty out of shape. But now look at him from this past week. Look at the shape he's gotten himself into. Wait.
Oh my God.
Hell yeah, Chetty.
Dude, go back to that first picture again. Let's see the difference one more time. Wow.
Hell yeah. Look, even his face, his whole shape, his face changed back. That is Chris Chetty again. Man, I know. He is awesome. Always been such a fan of his, man. I'm so glad to see it. God bless him.
It's insane what a year could do to a person. You know, I think a lot happened at that show that we don't even realize, Johnny, the Nova's retirement with Sting. Yeah. I think something was in the air. And I think people who had not been in the wrestling business for a really long time realized that they're needed and they need to return to their home. That's just the bottom line. Yeah. You know, that's what it is. Yeah.
I very much think for that show, the best way to explain it would be as one chapter ends, another one starts.
Yeah, I mean, Donnie defibrillated like indie wrestling in New Jersey in a way.
Right.
Like he gave us a spark that we used to create. And the night I managed the SAT, my first night ever back, it was against the rep. That's crazy. So many things are coming full circle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like worlds are colliding.
Yeah. But speaking of wrestling cause, in 2K24, they can now do signs in the crowd. So he already did the backseat sign. Now look, he did an uneffing breakable Johnny Cashmere sign in the crowd. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Here's the sign. Yeah. I love it. And another thing today, this is the 30-year anniversary of Homicide. It's another special anniversary today. It is Rick Blade and Shorty's wedding anniversary. So happy anniversary, Rick Blade and Shorty. There you go. That's for you guys. Grow old together and keep wrestling. But yeah,
that's right there.
Yeah. And Blade bought wrestling boots, guys.
Really?
Yeah. It's official.
That's awesome.
Back.
No, he just to train. He didn't buy actual wrestling boots that lace up to your knee or anything. He just bought something to train in. So we're going to start training. And guys, you know, Rick Blade is not just an awesome wrestler. He's an awesome coach. He used to train guys at the CZW school and he was awesome. So we get him at the school. We can get him training some of the new guys, man. We're going to end up with such a great generation of wrestling talent in this area in the years to come, period.
I'm excited.
Hell yeah. It's exciting.
Future is bright.
I want to train with Blade. Like seriously, like I want to get in there and learn from Blade. I mean, Blade is from the era where if you were going to do that style, you had to learn it legit. So many guys go in, they try and do the strong style, meaning, and they don't know what it is. They don't realize that you have to actually, like back in the day, guys had to earn their black belts before ever taking bumps. It was a requirement if you were to do that style. So it's like, you know, there's so much to be learned from that old school mentality. Yep. I'm excited to be a student. Bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Wrestling's getting so good again, man. Everything's just getting fun and interesting. And it's not insulting our intelligence as much lately. And it's just exciting. And speaking of insulting intelligence, we have... an Exploding Broom Closet cinematic match coming up on April 7th. And I got to say, I'm probably more looking forward to watching this match than any other match on the event, just because of how kooky, crazy, interesting, fun it's going to be.
Who came up with this? Like, who booked this?
Who would? I mean, Joe Clean versus Pat Dynamite. You guys are wrestling Joe Clean this Friday. So...
Yeah,
I mean, this guy's getting around. He's popular, and Pat's catching on, man.
Joe Clean, he just won a new title.
Yeah, he just won a new title, dude. When I went into the gym, the day after our event, I went into the gym and someone yelled at me, "Hey, how's Pat Dynamite?" I was like, "What? He's good." Like, what? But like, dude, Pat, he resonates, man. People like Pat Dynamite. So, and he's got the best record in SPO. He beat three guys in one night. Unbelievable.
Seriously.
He didn't do it. He did it in a very underhanded way. But let me tell you something, man. The crowd hated him. Period.
Yeah. A win's a win.
So it's going to be interesting.
So he has three wins and we haven't even had our third show.
Right. And going from three matches in one night to this cinematic match is going to show amazing versatility as a talent. Yeah.
It's just going to show that extra, like, now he has something that he can always just use in his, you know, utility belt. We're going to see a different side of him and oh my God, I don't even know what to expect out of this, man. Yeah.
It's going to be fun. That's for sure. It's going to be fun. And don't forget, you can still get your Todd is God books. We're going to try to have some at the event, hopefully. Let's see what happens with that. But guys, so as far as Homicide goes, man, what a great man to be our champion. And we're honored to have him as our champion. It's great to have his input, his advice. He's run at least two or three seminars in the past at my wrestling academies. I've always had him. I've always exposed my students to his brand of wrestling because I think it's important that it's injected into the younger generation more and more so it lives on forever. And he's one of the guys, you know, first class of the Indy Hall of Fame. GCW put him in immediately. You know, he's going to try to be there at this one. So, you know, couldn't be a more stand-up guy. You know, and he was even willing to come on here. And I said, dude, I'm not going to have you sit here and blush while we're putting you over. So he sent us something, which was nice of him. He didn't even have to do that. So I guess we should play that right now if you guys are cool with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Right. Let's do it up.
Hey, what's up, man? Homicide here. I want to say thank you so much for 30 years of pro wrestling. Man, I'm old. But I have to say thank you from everyone, bottom of my heart, thank you so much.
There you go. Simple, sweet, to the point, heartfelt. Awesome, think of how much he's given in the ring. You know, that man never has to even say another word in his life. He never has to utter another word in his life. He has given so much of himself in the ring for so long. Mm-hmm. And to say that, and of course he's still alive, he's still with us, he's going strong. But if he were not, I would say he will live on through the next generation anyway. They all are huge fans of his. Every time you hear someone go, that all started with him. I never seen anyone do that before him, at least not in wrestling. And now everyone does it, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So little things like that he injected into the vernacular of local independent wrestling that's made a lasting impact. And it's pretty exciting.
Including all the wrestlers, yeah. You know,
he's not done yet. And he's still our champion. He beat me. He beat me in a Christmas tree death match. He beat Sonny Kiss. Yeah. And now he's got Scorpio. I mean, come on, man. This is like the Wonder Kid.
Yeah.
Homicide and Scorpio, I mean, anywhere, that's a dream match. And the fact that it's happening, you know, right at Endgame, it's. I mean, are we about to have Scorpio dethrone Homicide and then have Scorpio on the regular? I mean, I don't know. Man. But...
Well, you don't accept a match like this unless you're willing to be the champion. That's for damn sure. Right. Scorp's a veteran. He knows that.
That's a fact. So,
if you want to be the best, you got to take out the best.
That's it. Anything can happen, guys. Well, this was a good one, man. Anything else real quick? You already talked about your upcoming weekend, right? Yeah. We did our light side of the ring. We said happy anniversary to Blade. We put Homicide over beyond belief. We talked to Christina Marie. We talked about the event. Donnie B will be back next week. He is in Orlando right now. So, yeah, next week's going to be fun. Be here at 7:30. Donnie B will be back. And there'll be a lot more. We're going to announce a match next week at least. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to miss it. And every day this week, we got some good content coming out. So definitely keep following us on social media. And get your tickets at SpoWrestling.com. There's a ticket t-shirt combo going on right now. So go ahead and grab those tickets so you're not locked out of part two. But part one of Endgame is free. So the whole town can be there to watch two cell matches. Scramble cell and a women's
cell matches for free.
You know what they say? If it's free, it's for me. And That's what everyone should be saying April 7th, Sunday at around 2:30, because guess what? I don't know a whole lot of people personally that are going to WrestleMania. So all of those people should have no problem showing up to watch two free Scramble Cell matches.
That's right. That's it. That's what we're
doing.
Don't
miss out. Don't miss Endgame Part 2. You got to find out how it ends.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And then we have big events coming up after that in May and June, respectively. So we are hitting the ground running and we are moving. So that's definitely don't get locked out. Thanks for watching, everybody. Next week, we'll have the man himself, Donnie B, back. Back seats. Good luck this weekend, man.
See you, man. Thank you. Good talking to you, everyone.